Sergeant Guzzo, Detective De La Huerta. It's 1:31:13 at approximately 15:30 hours with. I hope you don't mind. We tape record all of our interactions. First of all, you were working yesterday, right?
Yes.
And you're the principal
secretary?
Yes. Okay, that's your official title?
Yes.
Okay. About, you have some type of an after-school program?
Yes.
Here? Can you tell me a little bit about that and what the hours are? And
we have two dismissal times. Mm-hmm. So at 2 o'clock, we have a certain amount of students, kindergarten through third grade, they go to after-school program.
Right.
So they start from 2 o'clock, and they have parents have until 6 o'clock to pick them up.
Okay.
Then at 2:40, the fourth and fifth graders that are in the program are added. And then
Correct.
The same thing, 2:40 to 6 o'clock. The closing time, the last time the parents can come is 6 o'clock to pick them up. From 2 o'clock or 2:40, our dismissal, our parent pickup.
I'm sorry, can I take this real quick? Hello? Hey, can I call you back when I interview? Okay, bye. Sorry.
Parents come to the front office to sign their child out. We have like a sign-out sheet for the program. We radio the program.
You still have the sign-out sheet from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
And they send the child up. We don't let adults onto the campus now, but we changed that process in January.
Mm-hmm.
So some of our parents are still, if they haven't picked up yet, they're learning that process. At 4:30, the office closes. It's locked. And that's when the after-school program, they move the students to our cafeteria multipurpose room, and the parents pick up from there.
Okay.
And they sign them out.
So obviously we're here to reference the shooting that occurred yesterday.
Yes.
How did you first become aware of that?
I was aware that there was an incident going on because first I could hear the sirens.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear the helicopter. And we're pretty much alerted here at that if we hear something, I automatically will call the sheriff's department,
sure.
The 2233 number, it's like their dispatch, and ask, are we in a situation where we need to lock down or
mm-hmm.
are kids safe? You know, I said to the person, you know, we have after school program here. So.
Remember about what time it was when
it was about 5 o'clock.
Okay.
No, wait. Yeah, it was about 5.
So did you ended up calling that
number? When I called.
Number?
Mm-hmm.
And what were you told?
They said, yes, there's an incident on Blaine, but that, and she had to say, like, let me put you, you know, just a minute, because I think she had to ask, like, what to say. She said, I'm told to tell you, use your discretion.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, okay, my discretion is to go over the program, lock it down. So that's what
now,
we did. And then we check. We have a few teachers here.
Mm-hmm.
I think our concern is always, like, they're obviously searching. Something's going on. We don't know if there's a runner.
Sure.
So
that's just that's your basic protocol.
Yeah, the custodian then just made sure all the doors were locked.
And then at some point, you heard or read something that indicated that you saw somebody here yesterday that might have been related to that incident?
The principal called me last night because he had been alerted and had read in the paper. I don't know. I think the assistant superintendent might have alerted him that there was an incident. And the paper read that it worded like someone from the school had seen a man with a gun.
Did it name the school specifically?
Yeah,
okay.
It was in the paper.
Okay. And then?
And so when I was talking to him last night, I said, oh my gosh, there was a suspicious. I was very suspicious of a parent that came.
Uh-huh. And what was suspicious about this person?
Well, it was like right at that 4:30 time.
Mm-hmm.
And so this man, and I'm not always familiar with the dads are, you know, more, or it's always, I don't always see the parents.
Right.
So, but it was how he was walking towards the office that I thought, okay, you know, he was just walking like he was just very serious, intent, you know, and he came in and he didn't acknowledge me, like, oh, hi, you know, just walked in, and he was walking this way, and I stopped him. I said, excuse me, like with the authority.
Right.
And he turned and looked at me, and I said, are you picking up your child from the after-school program? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you have to go out of the office and go to the cafeteria. And didn't say
Have you ever seen him in here before?
I haven't. I didn't recognize him. It was just more how he was.
What was that? Was he perspiring? Was he?
I didn't notice that.
Real animated? Or?
No.
What did he look like?
A Hispanic man, a nice hair. I mean, he didn't look threatening. He didn't. But it was just more his demeanor, I guess, is what it was. It was very serious, very intent.
Do you remember what he was wearing?
Yes.
What do you recall about that?
Oh, yeah. It was very obvious. He had an LBZ shirt, black. He was all in black.
Does LBZ mean anything to you?
Well, little boys.
Okay.
Gang. So I'm like, why would somebody wear a shirt like that mm-hmm. here in North Fillmore?
Right.
You know, I know, we all...
Right, I just had to ask. I mean, I figured if you work here, you probably are aware of
it. But it was big, like in script. L, black, it was kind of gray, silver.
Okay.
LBC. Hat, ball cap on, backwards.
Okay.
So when he turned around, I'm like...
Oh, real quick about the ball cap, do you remember if there's a logo?
Yeah, Monster, yeah.
There's a Monster logo on
mm-hmm.
it? Okay.
Monster Drink logo, the green one. So, because as he turned around, I was really watching him. I was at the door. Watched him walk over, so that's when I noticed the Monster logo. And, I mean, he wasn't in there 30 seconds, and he walks out without any kids. He didn't...
No, I'm sorry, did he have to sign in? Did you make him
sign in? I don't have the sign-in sheet anymore. They've already, at 4:30, they come pick it up and they move over.
But do you remember if he signed in?
He didn't sign in with me.
He
would
have signed
over
here.
Yes.
Oh, and where would that sign-in sheet be? When you say over there, you're
right
talking
now.
About multi-purpose room.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So you wouldn't have seen him sign in if
no.
you're not over there. Okay.
But what I did was when he walked out without any children, I thought, okay, that's weird.
Right.
So then I watched him get in the car, and he drove away. And I can describe the car.
Okay.
Like a little green, like a small SUV. I don't know, like, the make of the car, but it was green and you know, not like a Yukon or anything, but like a smaller one.
Was there anyone else in the car?
Yeah, you know, that's what I don't remember if I saw. I think I saw like the wife or a woman maybe in the car, our passenger.
Right. But any kids or?
I didn't remember. I don't remember seeing kids.
You don't remember her coming out?
No, I never saw her. So
okay.
I saw him pull away, then I locked the doors. Which would be our normal time to lock,
right.
4:30. And then I went around this way to the cafeteria, and I asked them, I said, hey, did you see that guy come in? And they're like, oh, yeah, he's the dad. He came to get the kids, but the mom had already signed him out. So he must have missed her somehow. That's what they told me. They're like, oh. I'm like, oh, that's weird.
You did that. Did you do that right after you saw him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right after.
So while he was in here, she was in there signing up.
Evidently. Or.
She'd come earlier.
Yeah, she'd come earlier.
Does it have a sign-out time on there if she signed
up? Let's go see. I have it right there. Because this is the Yeah, there's Julian coming in. Was at 5. And here's Jamie. So, but see. Yeah. But you know what? this is what's really weird too, and you'll find out when you talk to the program. Mm-hmm. I found this out today because I talked to them again about it, is that these students are really, the parents have signed an agreement that they're walkers, that they can walk home. They can sign out and walk home.
Okay.
And, but yesterday the parents, or the mom came and picked them up.
So this is somewhat unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For them to be picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, does it, this showing a sign out? Is it
no, it's
And it shows her signing them out?
Well, hang on, over here. We had over here. We had
Is it?
Okay. And does it show a parent's signature?
So this is something that you would need to talk to the program about, because this is new to us to be doing this. So I'm not familiar with who the students are that walk home either.
Right.
You know, since the Connecticut incident, this is how we've changed our procedure
mm-hmm.
that they are doing this there. They used to be over in the library area, so we weren't really familiar with the parents. But, you know, now we don't let adult or parents on campus anymore, so.
So this is signed by a parent, correct?
I don't know. That's
so
almost looks like
right.
It was.
It looks like a kid.
I think.
It does.
It looks like a kid signed himself on.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think it looks
walkers,
like, too.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's what they do. So. Is it possible they walked home and they came here thinking they were going to be able to pick them up?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's what I don't know.
That's
what, they would know that because I wasn't
right.
over there. I just, what I was, he was here, then he was there, then he walked out, he didn't have kids, and he got in.
Let's go back to the subject that was in here earlier that got into the green SUV. What, excuse me. Hello? Yeah. No, I'm in the middle of an interview. Can I call you back? Is this Bouchot? Okay, all right, bye.
So, yeah, so I was basically, here, right here.
Right.
When he came in. Or he came in just this thing, and then I got that far. I'm like, hey, you know, like, excuse me.
Does it... I don't want to put words in your mouth, like a distance stare type of thing, or
yeah. Well, okay. it's more like you know, if you just are like intent, like
he's walking with a purpose,
just like that, just
right.
like straight, and then coming in and just not, you know, like
yeah.
you guys came in, you know,
right.
Most of our parents, that's what they do. He just like. And just turned, and then I'm like, it was fast.
Do you remember seeing him before pick his up?
No.
Okay.
How about the mom? Are you familiar with the mom?
You know,
of these
I'm
kids?
Not that familiar with her. I know.
Hi.
So, and you work here at the front desk on a regular basis. So,
yes.
You see the comings and goings all the time.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think that was Monday,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday of this week. So you heard this program came up, and they had Damien, the little one, and they said, we want to know if he's going to be walking home, because they're usually walkers, but his brother left already. I'm like, that's strange, because if they're walkers, they're going to walk together.
Right.
So then she asked me if I could call mom to see if she was picking him up. And so I did call mom, and she says, I'm almost outside the door. So
this is yesterday?
I can't remember exactly what day it was.
Okay.
But it must have been like Monday or Tuesday. And then she walked in, and I said, oh, you know, they don't know if they were going to be picked up or if they were going to go walking. And then she said, no, I'm going to be picking them up. So that was, you know, I don't see her as from the beginning of the...
Mm-hmm.
Initiation of this new procedure, I hadn't seen her, so that's kind of different.
Right.
Kind
and we're here yesterday when the gentleman she's talking about? No.
No,
okay.
I haven't.
Do you Do you recall, okay, what color shirt was he wearing?
Black.
A black shirt? Was it tucked? Was it tucked in, untucked?
It was tucked. I can't remember. I've been trying to remember. It's like, I know it was black. He had, and the pants were black. He had the hat. I know he had on long sleeves, but I don't know if he had on a sweatshirt with long sleeves or if the t-shirt itself had long sleeves.
Okay.
But, yeah, I didn't notice, like, the pants part.
Okay, and then,
I was more, probably just alerted to, like, he just, was more, like, intent on what he was doing. And
right.
The same thing, like, when he was walking out to go to the car, it was just on a mission type of.
Okay.
Not like, I mean, if you stand here, we watch our parents, they're, you know, when they see their kids, they're hugging them, they're just, you know.
Now, the
like, when somebody's like, somebody's different.
Right.
Notice it.
The staff that works out of the multi-purpose room, mm-hmm. are they here mm-hmm. now?
Yes.
Have you talked to them at all?
We have, almost 100 kids in our after-school program.
Okay.
So
there's
4 or 5 right now.
Okay, and have you talked to them at all about the incident, or if they noticed the same?
Like, the person that is their, like,
supervisor. Okay.
Because I wanted to look at these, so I wanted to know where they were. And I had already spoken to an officer this morning, and I just wanted to give her a heads up that this, she would also probably talk to today.
And she's over there right now?
We'd have to call her on the radio. I don't think, they don't go over there till 4:30.
Oh, gotcha. What was her name? Okay, any other questions? Do you have anything else that comes to mind, or?
Okay. No, I think, I mean, from how he was, you know, and then when we knew there was something going on, I didn't connect
right.
that at all.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and terminate the interview at about 10 minutes to 4:00.